The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at cooperadio.org. This Friday, the Heart of the City Festival will present the Honoring Our Grandmothers Healing Journey launch at Oppenheimer Park. The 3 days of stories and teachings and ceremony will mark the launch of a 3-year project to honor grandmothers who traveled to the downtown east side, grandmothers who've passed on, and grandmothers who are with us now and their life stories. Earlier this week, I spoke with Nadine Spence, one of the creative forces behind Honoring Our Grandmothers. Hello, Nadine Spence, and welcome to Co-op Radio.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. It's pretty busy. I can't wait to go to Vancouver tomorrow.
Well, where are you right now then?
I'm actually in Spence's Bridge in Intlacatin Nation.
Ah, okay. Well, we're here to talk about the Heart of the City Festival and in particular the Honoring Our Grandmother's Healing Journey, which will be starting with 3 days of ceremony coming up this coming weekend. Can you start with and fill us in with a little bit of background? What is the Honoring Our Grandmother's Healing Journey?
It's basically started when I really look back at it. Of course, we do face a lot of issues on reserves under the Indian Act. And my grandmothers went through a lot of time, hard times on their reserve, either here in the Intlacatin Nation or the Shuswap Nation. And I was talking to my cousin up in the mountains in some lands that were our family's lands that we had lost because of the Indian Act's way on the reserve. It's not our traditional way of living. So we were impacted. And I came to this point with myself that she had mentioned that we have to find a way to bring our grandmother's spirits back home to the Intlacatin Nation. And I think it hit me in the sense of understanding that there was something I had to do. I wasn't sure what it was, but I felt in some cases you don't feel there's ever a solution or any kind of resolution. And you know that within your life of where you've lived, the things that happened within your family that impacted you, sometimes you won't get any answers. So I had to wrap it around with myself if I was going to stay angry and hurt about the whole thing, or if I had to move on beyond my own pain and my own grief and my own anger of what was done to my grandmothers within their communities, and also from what happens to Indigenous people and what has happened. So just the way it ended up coming about, speaking with a lot of different people, this kind of started developing over time after I got a grant through the First Peoples Cultural Council, and I started Further We Rise, and I got, I think it was 4 generations of Indigenous artists from the age of 12 up to 80 Indigenous speakers of Shuswap and Thompson, and just reflecting around our history from generation to generation, and then meeting into Savannah from Vancouver Moving Theater and speaking with Stephen Litton, it was discussed that we would make, the traveling message chest. And the traveling message chest would be 7 of them. And they would be honoring our grandmother's traveling message chest that would travel BC from the high mountains to the salmon spawning beds, connected to the rivers down to Vancouver, because that's actually where my grandmothers ended up moving to when they couldn't handle the things that were happening in their communities, that they moved to downtown Eastside Vancouver. And a lot of it had to do with the losses that we had with our grandmothers, not knowing them, how they struggled within their life, what we lost and not knowing, but also within our language and our culture and our history, but how we actually connect up from the interior with these rivers and the salmon and the ocean. And then it was thought how these would travel from the high mountains to the rivers to all the way through BC, brought down to Vancouver, downtown Eastside, and actually travel to the ocean and actually follow the pattern of the life and death cycle of the salmon, which is also a huge part of our life within the interior. So a lot of it is reflective of healing, but also a lot of it is the life and death of the salmon, the lands, the connection to the lands. The women were a huge part of our traditional teachings, our spirituality, and our connection to the earth, and bringing back that honor to the grandmothers and the women and the ancestors, and celebration, I guess, in honor as well. But also there's a lot of grief and a lot of pain. I think people have not had the chance to even reflect upon. I lost both my parents within the last 3 years. So this is also to honor them as in their struggle as residential school survivors that also were in foster care, and losing their parents, looking at those things that a lot of Indigenous people face that they've probably never had the chance to put closure to. So this was the whole birthing of it, and the idea started coming forward. So I'm really excited to be in Vancouver and knowing that what we're doing is actually walking with the spirits of the ancestors and our grandparents, and bringing family back together is a huge part of it. There's a lot of family members that are showing up that I actually have never met. And a lot of people don't have, because if they've been displaced or say they've been pushed off their family lands or whatever happens in corruptions under the Indian Act on reserves, they lose a lot of memorabilia, any of the traditional artworks that we had. So it's really important. I'm bringing photos down for family that I haven't met, just so that they see who their great auntie is, or even their mother. There's some people that never were raised with their mother that don't have a picture of their mother, or don't have a picture of their father, or they don't have even pictures of their grandparents. So as much, it's a really emotional time, and it does take a lot of strength to do it. But I think this is a part of something that needs to be done and understood, of the breakup of our families, and how do we do that in a way that we want to do it, bring family back together again.
Now, this is the start of a launch of a 3-year project. I'm not sure I was following closely enough. Can you tell me a little bit more about what will be happening over the 3 years? Is it just this traveling message chest that'll be going around the province? Is there more to it than that? Can you explain a little bit further?
I'd like to see that this would be also a call out to any Indigenous communities or non-Indigenous communities that want to participate, that these traveling message chests will also go into a lot of the mountains and sacred places that a lot of these major rivers waters come from, and that there's ceremonies there. I'd also like to see that these traveling message chests actually go to the BC Indian residential schools, because I think that's a really important part. The fact that we were hit by 215 here, I think, is not just is something that deep in our hearts we were all aware of, but to really have it so close come out in truth like that has impacted a lot of people. And to the places by the rivers where we fish, I like to see that there's a lot of youth that are involved in it, because this is not just about the older generations and grandparents. It's also about how the youth understand maybe a lot of the things that impacted them in their life and their loss, that many are going through the same thing, and how do we make it through? Yeah, so different ceremonies. I'd love to see it actually go down to as far north, as far east, south, and west of BC, specifically with no borders as well, because our nation in Inuktitut Nation actually goes down into the US as well, where my father was actually born in Yakima, Washington. So our nation didn't stop within just the borders of the Canadian-US border. Our nation went right down to the United States.
And am I guessing correctly that the message chest too is there to collect messages as well as deliver messages? Would that be a fair description?
I'd love to say that would be great to deliver messages, but I think that's going to be something that we can't do. The way I see the chest coming in is that people would put their messages in the chest, and it would go along with us on the journey. And everyone at the end, when it's done after the 3 years, it'll actually be set back up into the mountains, completing the cycle, like the life cycle of birth and death. It'll actually be, the letters will be done in a sacred fire to be burnt, to go, to be set free.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about the specific events that'll be happening this coming Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. So can we take sort of each day in turn? All events will be at Oppenheimer Park. And can you walk us through what actually will be happening this weekend?
The first day, the family, it's before we even go into Oppenheimer Park, my grandchildren and my children and family that could make it will gather and actually walk from a certain part before Oppenheimer with the chest, just to bring the chest in to do our own private things and cleansing and drumming before it's brought into Oppenheimer, just to be in the places where the grandmothers actually were in downtown Eastside. Once that's done, we'll be opened in from Stephen Litton, who's a longtime resident. He's also in Tlacotten, but he's really tied to downtown Eastside, and Mary Point as well. I'm sure that she's Musqueam. I don't want to say the name wrong. And also Savannah of Vancouver Moving Theater. And then as well, my uncle, who's 80 years old, couldn't make it, but he wrote something up about grandmothers and what grandmothers meant to him. That's going to be read out to everybody there, and he'll be the first one to have his letter put in the chest. And I also have a cousin, Tamara Archie, and also a cousin, David Archie, who will be speaking and drumming as well, because it was our grandmother together that had also passed away downtown Eastside, and her name was Clara Sampson Archie, but she also had two daughters that passed away down in downtown Eastside that were never brought home, that are in numbered graves in a cemetery in Vancouver. So I have two different families. Friday is the entire family, but the honorary grandmother we're speaking of with the cousins are Clara Archie. And then after that's done, we actually have artists that will, the Rise artists that are featuring their art 1 o'clock until I believe it's 4 o'clock. So that's Irene Adams, Tamara, Autumn Wacom, and I have pieces myself that I'm putting in. And from there, we're going to have the message chest open to the public. So anyone within the community, people that would love to do that, we have an area where there's a place where they can actually write the letter if they haven't written it already. If they've written it already, it's probably easier. So there's actually an enclosed area that's set up with the chest where people can go in and actually put their letters in and spend some time in there. We've got support workers, community support workers, but also trauma and grief counseling for people that might possibly be triggered or impacted by it, but also for after care services, if anyone needs that, that's also provided as well. So that's what's happening the first day. And on Saturday, November 6th, we'll have the artists as well. Same thing, that they'll be there from 10 until 4 with their artwork. One of the art pieces that we have featured is a doll that Irene Adams had made, and she calls it Yaya's Memories and Hopes. And it's a handmade doll, and it has stories with it about the impacts of a grandmother when they lose their grandchildren or family to residential school, and the phases throughout her life of how it impacted a grandmother, and what a grandmother's different grandmother's personalities as well. So it's a 3-5-inch tall doll with props and background and story. So that's one of the featured pieces as well. The opening, it wouldn't be main opening, but from 2 o'clock till 4 would be I like to call it the vision and the background and the story. I think it was labeled something different, but we have speakers from within the interior that are talking about the entire vision and the background. One of them is Autumn Wacom, where she's going to do in spoken word, where she actually speaks of what the entire journey is reflective of in a specific manner for people to hear it in spoken word. We've got Brenda coming in to do an honoring the grandmother's drum song and singing. We've got, I think it's Susan Amaya as well as our MC for the day. And then we've got the Salish, Interior Salish Firekeeper Society, Joe Gilchrist, that is also going to be speaking. And that brings in more of a connection to the grandmother's teachings. A lot of our teachings when it comes to traditional fire burning within the interior connected to our lands, a lot of those traditional teachings were done by the grandmothers and were passed down from generation to generation. So they're there to speak on that. So there is quite a few speakers that we have from 2 to 4 on Saturday. And then we also have the time open for the chess between 1 and 4 Saturday again.
And then on Sunday, I see listed the sending off ceremony. What will be happening there?
So the sending off ceremony is a pretty short ceremony on Saturday, yet we also have leading Sunday. It's Autumn Wacom is a youth, beautiful speaker, amazing writer, amazing. Just she's got great energy. She'll be leading on Sunday. And what is going to happen as well is you're going to have children from probably the age of 8 up to 18 years old that will be reading out letters either that they wrote for their grandmothers or that were sent in about the grandmothers. So they'll be led by Autumn. And then the sending off is talking about the blessings and for the entire journey where Vancouver Marine Theatre, our traditional elders and spiritual leaders and people give thanks to everyone, but prepare the cedar chest and everyone for the journey, blessing and cleansing and sending them out in a good manner.
Now, I also see, again, I'm just looking at the Heart of the City Festival website, and I see that there was a wild salmon caravan that was originally meant to be held at Strathcona on Saturday. Can you just maybe mention something about that and why, unfortunately, it had to be canceled or postponed, rather?
Oh, yeah, it was postponed for spring, and I could totally understand. There are so many things that are going on this year with a lot of people. And I think it was just too much with we had tons of fires within the interior, within the Shuswap, Endicott Nation. When you really think about what's happened to so many people, I'm amazed that we even made it this far to be here at Vancouver Moving Theatre. The impacts of the 215 on many of the Indigenous communities are still being felt. And it's also the fires, impacts of the fires on reserves and the lack of, I would say, real support or maybe mistrust. There's a lot of people that stayed on to fight fires within their community and even went out themselves. And then also the impact you have to think of that happened in Lytton being burnt down the way that it did. That's huge, especially the majority of people that live in Lytton, BC. They're all Indigenous and we're all connected. So a lot of people have been Indigenous really got, I think, this year pretty hard. I'm really proud of how people have pulled through. And I totally have respect for the Wild Salmon Caravan and other people that, you know, everybody does need to take that time to reflect. So I'm hoping that we could work with them next year in the spring and do something with the Wild Salmon Caravan.
I get the sense, having grown up as, you know, I'm one of the settler colonialists. I'm living in a modern state capitalist society, and growing up, I never really had that sort of sense of connection with my ancestors. My grandmother, most of my grandparents had died when I was still a young boy, and I get the sense that that's a very common sense among all the rest of us in Canada and the U.S. and elsewhere and around the world. And I wonder, could you maybe say something about the importance of honoring our grandmothers and honoring ancestors and why that's important?
I think for anybody, not even just Indigenous, I think the most important thing about it is that respect and the breakdown of Indigenous family, where we really probably hit the hardest, is what had happened to Indigenous women. Indigenous women were really connected to a lot of the stewardship of the land and teaching of that. And when you teach someone being connected to the lands, respecting the water, the salmon, the air and everything, and they're out there, they're going to protect it more, not just Indigenous people. These are the places that we live. These are the places that we enjoy. This is the water we drink. This is the air that we breathe. These are the animals that we also eat. And I think when you think about it, I think there should be more people that are brought out there to really enjoy what we have that is given to us for free, just like we're nurtured by our own mother, you know, always being given, given, given. You're never really asking for anything. A mother and a lot of the women, they're constantly taking care of things just like the earth does. And I think what we have to do is find a way to bring people back to that, to understand that. I think we're too detached from it in so many ways. And if we're detached from it, then maybe we don't respect it enough.
Is there anything else regarding the honoring our grandmother's healing journey that you'd like us to know about that perhaps I haven't asked you about yet?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking that that's it's going to grow to the point that things are going to change. And I'd love to see a lot of people involved. And I don't want it to be just thought of as Indigenous as well. I think it's important that for people to understand that are not Indigenous what this means. And even if this means within themselves, and maybe this is where it happens, where you have to dig, where is that detachment to really feeling you belong somewhere, regardless where you're at, that respect should be shown wherever you live, especially with the lands, because we're only here for so long. And I think the way I look at it as well, being a grandmother, I really don't want to see what the continued destruction of our way of life as Indigenous people that respects the land, but also seeing the destruction of the lands continue, that there's actually nothing left for my grandchildren or my greats. And I see that's something that isn't done with me alone, but that's something that has to be done with other people that live within our province in Canada or on Turtle Island.
Would you remind us just one last time when and where these events will be taking place?
Honoring our grandmother's healing journey is at downtown Eastside Vancouver, Oppenheimer Park. I think it's 400 Pender, and it's Friday, November 5th, 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
Right.
So I see time starting artwork projects starting at 10 in the morning and talking speakers, and the welcome will be at 1 o'clock on Friday and then at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And the sending off ceremony is listed here as 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Sunday. So that's all correct?
Yes.
Well, it's been a genuine pleasure getting a chance to meet you, Nadine, and talk with you. And thank you very much for joining us here on Co-op Radio.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
That was Nadine Spence. The Honoring Our Grandmother's launch ceremony is free and begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, November 5th, at Oppenheimer Park, which is located at 400 Powell Street. For more details, go to heartofthecityfestival.com. CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.